St. Cloud is celebrating Pride this weekend around downtown and the SCSU campus. Brandon Johnson is the director of the LGBT Resource Center at St. Cloud State University and talks about what events will be featured over the weekend.
Well, we have a number of different events occurring. There are three events Friday night. One is a theater performance at Pioneer Place. There is what we're referring to as a Club Pride event here on campus for individuals who are 16 and up. And it's from 9 to midnight, free bowling, billiards, games, snacks. And then in the evening, I believe at 10 or shortly after 10 o'clock, a burlesque show back at Pioneer Place. So two events at Pioneer Place. Saturday will begin the day with Pride in the Park at Lake George and Eastman Park, and there'll be many different vendors from local businesses and organizations. We'll have live performances of musicians, a comedian, some different performance groups, a drag performance group. The drag show will also occur on Saturday, but Saturday evening at the River's Edge Convention Center. That is, for the first time, an 18-plus event. We'll have the Twist and Vixens, which are a hula hoop troupe, with other speakers throughout the event, lots of different food vendors, and then the weekend rounds out on Sunday with a Pride brunch at DB Searles. Overall, just a really fun celebration.
Johnson also talks about who's invited to Pride and where you can purchase tickets.
All of our events are open to the community. Many activities as well for kids, so it's a family-friendly event. Some of them are geared at a more adult audience, like the theater performances, burlesque, the drag show. Tickets can be purchased online through stcloudpride.org, or they can be purchased at the door as well.
Each year, the event has a different theme. Johnson reveals the 2014 theme with high hopes that people will celebrate the Pride spirit.
The theme this year is Show Your Colors, and so we're encouraging people to get in the spirit of Pride and come out and have a great time. Be safe. Again, audience that we're catering to is audience of all ages. Everybody in the community is welcome. We're really hoping for a great turnout. Annually, we have between 3,000 to 5,000 folks who show up in the park. And so we're hoping to have that. It looks like weather's going to be great. So come join us.
For KVSC News, I'm Karina Borash.